RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Go really electric with an EV or plug-in hybrid from the Kia e-range.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
And at 22 minutes to 9, more sports news. Here's Des.
Yeah, and lots of good news on you because, of course, we understand the spectators look set to be allowed to return to outdoor sporting events from June the 7th. But I understand that potential attendances could be greater than were originally predicted and anticipated. This follows reports of the recommendation by NPHET to the Cabinet COVID Committee. And, of course, that will be discussed by Cabinet today. But I understand, rather than up to 5,000 people, it could grow significantly stronger. And there could be as many as 10,000 at the Leinster Hurling Final, which would be the first increase, and possibly more than 20,000 at the All-Ireland Finals in August. But that, of course, will depend on the announcement, as we're aware of, coming from the government later today. But my understanding is the potential figures could be greater than originally predicted. Now, it's going to be an emotional evening at Thomond Park, sadly without fans, because I know so many Munster fans would love to be there to pay their tributes to CJ Stander, Tommy O'Donnell and James Cronin, who make their final appearance for the province in their last home game of the season as they take on Cardiff in the Rainbow Cup. Stander and O'Donnell are retiring while Cronin is leaving Munster. Ulster's game against Scarlets tomorrow, meanwhile, has been cancelled as four Ulster players have tested positive for COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Kilkenny-Wexford Hurling League game has not yet been given the go-ahead for Sunday, but that is expected to be confirmed later today. It was postponed last week because Wexford had three players with COVID, and yesterday Kilkenny reported that one of their players had tested positive, but it's believed that that case arose in a non-team context and officials are confident all further tests will be negative. But of course, football dominates the GAA landscape this weekend. Virtually every game impacts on promotion or relegation, and Tomás O'Shea really likes this system of small four-team leagues.
I do, Des, even though the divisions are split in two. The old system would have had it that the top two teams go straight up and the bottom two teams just go down. So the last day might be have a few boring matches. But in this format, there's matches to be played, important games to be played until the very, very last day. Because even if you end up at the bottom of the table, you still have a chance of playing the bottom group above and you could have a chance of survival. I think it's very good. I think it's brilliant in the fact that you're coming up towards championship and you have a championship style match towards the end where you have to win to stay up. It's very, very important for certain teams to get up to Division 1, to stay in Division 2, to get up from Division 3. So those games will all come into play in the next week or two. So it is brilliant. And I do think, yes, the COVID came in and we had to change it up, but it is very important. And if you look across the divisions, there's something to play for in every one again. It's the one competition, the championship, so many teams drop out so early, but everybody still has a say and something realistic to fight for towards the end of the league, and it's absolutely brilliant. You look at Division 1, up north with all the northern teams, it's very hard to call. Roscommon and Galway seem to be trouble in Division 1 South. You go to Division 2, Mayo and Meath have won everything. Down and Westmeath are down, but they're still not out, and that's the key here. Colm Collins is doing absolutely brilliant with Clare. They're nearly up to Division 1, and Cork have to beat them to actually make sure that they're not in the relegation playoff. So there's games to be played all over the place. You have Mickey Hart and Tony McEntee going at each other and having to win to survive in Division 4 and to try to get promotion. And Division 3, you have Derry going absolutely brilliant under Rory Gallagher. Kevin having to beat them this week to make sure that they're in the safe for promotion. So if you look anywhere across the divisions, even in Division 4, Des, if Wexford win, they're all on level points and it'll actually go to score difference. So there's something to play for in every division. And if you look at it, I do think it's a better format in terms of the last format. The last format, there was a big gap between league and championship, and also there was dead ducks on the last day. Whereas this, I think, the penultimate round, the last round of the league, but then you're going to have the relegations and you're going to have the promotion playoffs, and that's the big difference this year, and that's why I like it.
Great stuff. Thanks, Tomás. Now, in soccer, the league leader Sligo Rovers face a tricky game this evening. They go to Finn Harps, St Patrick's Athletic host Dundalk, and Drogheda entertain Derry City. The top game in Division 1 sees the leaders Shelburne host Galway United. But the main game of the weekend, of course, is tomorrow evening, the All-English Champions League final, as Manchester City take on Chelsea in Porto. And joining us to look ahead to it now is George Hamilton. Good morning, George.
Morning, Des.
Two attacking teams, but finals are so often cagey affairs. What do you expect of this one?
Well, I would expect a caginess certainly from Chelsea because they know what they're up against. They have beaten Manchester City twice in recent times, but against that, they know how dangerous Manchester City can be. And Chelsea, who's rebuilding under Thomas Tuchel, you could describe as a work in progress, has depended on a well-resourced defence and hitting teams on the counter. So I would expect a relative caginess from Chelsea. It's nonetheless employing the high press. But Manchester City, with Kevin De Bruyne in the side, have got the man with the killer pass. And in Riyad Mahrez, they have the man in form. So I think the scales tilt slightly towards Manchester City, who also, of course, have the hottest talent in English football, Phil Foden, who turns 21 today. What a birthday present it would be for him if they could win.
Indeed it would. Chelsea have beaten Manchester City twice this season. Pep Guardiola doesn't seem to read much into that.
No, I think previous performances don't necessarily mean anything. If football was decided on the past, Chelsea wouldn't have a hope because of the way their season has ended, concluding defeat in the FA Cup final. So I think it's all on the night and it's all how it plays out. And you saw against Paris Saint-Germain, how Manchester City began cagily until they saw that they had the making, the beating of Paris Saint-Germain, and then they cut loose. And I think it'll be something the same in tomorrow night's final. The only thing a City need to guard against, I think, is Pep Guardiola's tendency to overthink matches. When you realise that Chelsea have won the Champions League more recently than Pep Guardiola. They won it in 2012 when they won in Bayern Munich. Barcelona under Guardiola with a defining performance at Wembley the previous year and beating Manchester United. That is Guardiola's most recent Champions League success in 2011. And I think that might be playing on his mind just a little bit. And there may be just a little opening that Thomas Tuchel and Chelsea can exploit. A doubt, you know, you don't look at Guardiola and the word doubt doesn't enter your head. But when you look at that statistic, 10 years since he's won it, maybe there's the way for Chelsea.
All right, OK. Thank you for that, George Hamilton. In golf news, Leona Maguire went close to sealing her place in the knockout stages of the LPGA match play in Las Vegas. The Cavan woman led her match with world number 17, Jennifer Kupcho, all the way, but the American reeled her in to force a half on the final hole. So both players now have 1.5 points from two games. Maguire faces Christina Kim in the final group match today. On the European Tour in Denmark, Down's Jonathan Caldwell is on 4-under after his opening 6 holes today, but that's now 4 shots off the lead because Bernd Wiesberg has picked up 3 shots this morning to move to 8-under. On the PGA Tour, Jordan Spieth and Sergio Garcia lead the Charles Schwab Challenge on 7-under par, Graham McDowell way back on 4-over. In cycling, Nicholas Roach battled bravely to finish third on yesterday's tough stage of the Giro d'Italia. Italy's Alberto Bettiol took stage honours. Race leader Egan Bernal retains his advantage of 2 minutes 21 seconds. Dan Martin remains 10th overall. And in racing, yet another good day for Henry de Bromhead yesterday. He won the Group 2 Henry II Stakes at Sandown and also had a double at Limerick. And today's racing action is at Ferry House with the first race at 1:15.